This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What's up? What's happening? Happy Monday, one and all. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. We're also on YouTube at the Team 980. That there, swell-looking gentleman, it's Anthony Haney, producer of the show. I'm Craig Hoffman. And despite the fact that I have barely been on this show for the last 3 weeks, I still do host it. Today on the show, Commanders released their unofficial depth chart. We will get into that in just a few moments. We also have our friend Kaylin Kaler back again, as there is more news out of the NFLPA. Her and Donovan Nata have been all over that. And we'll also take we'll stop down and just kind of catch up, because I haven't been on the show a ton. And then Friday, there was a billion things happening, and we didn't have time to do a lot other than just the news. And so we did the news, and today we'll get to catch up with our old pals, Craig and Anthony. So we'll get to that later on in the show. But Anthony, the first unofficial depth chart is out for the Washington Commanders. By the way, also Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Witt Jr. spoke today. So pick six at six is coming to get you caught up on that. But the depth chart is out. I'll ask you first, did you find anything particularly interesting about the unofficial depth chart that every reporter and team official loves to remind you is very unofficial?
The first thing I saw was at left tackle, right tackle, it said Andrew Wiley or Josh Connerly. And I've never seen an or, like, never seen that.
They do them. And in fact, okay, on teams that you care about, there is another or. I don't know, I guess you didn't see this. The Colts have an or at quarterback, Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones.
That is so crazy. I have not seen that, but I'm glad you pointed it out.
Every once in a while, you get an or. That one stood out to me and is a little bit surprising. The other first thing that I kind of looked at was, what do they do with, like, Terry? And they didn't futz around with that. They put him at wide receiver one, correct. I think that's the obvious thing that you got to do. Yep. So he's at wide receiver one. And beyond that, like, there's not a lot of intriguing stuff. I'm sure we'll talk about the running back situation in a few, but, like, that's just a loaded position room. The Connerly Wiley thing is interesting. And this is why, like, unofficial depth chart, it's important to point out the unofficialness. It's also first. We haven't even played a preseason game yet. That will matter, especially for a guy like Josh Connerly. Like, he has struggled at times in practice and looked like a rookie, but if all of a sudden it clicks a little bit more in a game, and you're like, oh, got a little bit more here. But also doesn't really, like, the way they do their depth chart, there's no cross-pollination of positions. So it says Josh Connerly or Andrew Wiley. Then at right guard, it's got Sam Cosmi in brackets to say, like, he's currently unavailable due to injury, but the backup is Nick Allegretti. But there's no way to say that maybe Andrew Wiley could start at right guard. Mm. while they wait for Cosme, and Connerly can start at right tackle. So, like, it is useful information because I do think you learn a little bit more, ever so slightly more, about who the coaches think is, like, they have to put it in some order, right? They don't spend a ton of time on it. Mostly they might have a PR staffer do it and then double check it. I don't know how Dan Quinn does it. I've definitely heard of that happening before, but it has to be done. It also is an inflexible, incomplete document, both in that it's unofficial and there's not too much to read into it. And we still have over half of training camp and the entire preseason to go before they name an official depth chart. And even an official depth chart only tells us so much because the difference between wide receiver 3 and 4 in terms of reps on some teams is going to be very different than others.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I will say, though, when it comes to even like looking at the running back position, that one was a position that also caught my eye. A little weird considering like what we've seen at camp or just heard from camp, I guess, how Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt has, you know, been one of the favorites at camp, and yet he's a fifth round, well, he's fifth string right now on the unofficial. So again, like, we'll see what happens when the next one comes out, but I wouldn't put too much stock into it.
No, so let's talk about that because I think that's an interesting one, and we can take calls on anybody who's seen this depth chart. In fact, we can go through the whole thing if we want to next, but that's kind of the big one that I think people are going to hullabaloo about is Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt. You've heard all these great things. Oh, Bill's killing it. He's doing this. He's doing that. Is he the best running back on the team? And then all of a sudden this unofficial depth chart comes out and he's fifth string behind Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler, Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez. I think it's important to remember those are four guys that have played real NFL football at a decently high level in at least spurts. Like Chris Rodriguez has had really nice moments. Jeremy McNichols had a bunch of clutch play for this team last year. You have obviously Ekeler, who's been excellent over the course of his career in a multitude of different roles, including, you know, as good as he's been last year, even though it was a smaller role than anything he had in San Diego / LA. But you add that to Brian Robinson, who's a bona fide NFL starter, and like playing running back in training camp should only be able to get you so far. I think what it's gotten him is a ton of opportunity in the preseason to potentially, turn heads or say like whatever, but I don't think that you can possibly, like, for instance, you sent me the clip from the Junks this morning, yep, which is up on our Instagram page at the Team 980. And the guys had, I thought, was a good discussion to talk about, like, well, when Terry McLaurin was a known commodity as a third round pick, Jay Gruden didn't even play him in the preseason. Could they do that with Bill? And had I been there, which I'm not, I host in the afternoon. They can do the morning shift just fine. They've been doing it for 30 years, and I don't need to get up that early. But my response would be, running back is very different. A receiver, you can tell in training camp, like, yeah, that was a catcher. It wasn't. Like, that was a big play. He got over the top or he didn't. Like, in training camp, you don't tackle to the ground. And so some of these runs that look like really great runs might be stuffs at the line of scrimmage because Daron Payne, you know, gives Bill a little love tap instead of tackling him, or Javon Kinlaw, you know, is right there and Bill does a, you know, this juke cut because Kinlaw doesn't even try to tackle him, that in real life just would have gotten him swallowed whole for a loss of minus two. And so it's not until the preseason, until we really understand, like, we're pretty sure he's having a good training camp. Relative to the other backs, he seems to be having a good training camp. But one, I don't think any of those other backs are having bad training camps, and they've got a lot more of a resume to stand on. And two, because of the nature of the position and the current operating rules of NFL practices where nobody tackles to the ground, it would be very silly to just assume, oh, we've got a hidden gem, we've got a Hall of Famer, we've got a Pro Bowler at running back just because we want to, and a running back is performing well in training camp. Running backs always look good in training camp. That's the nature of the position when you're not allowed to tackle. So I'm not saying that, like, the Bill hype train is not worthy of having some gas in it, that there isn't a really good football player potentially there. What I am saying is we cannot possibly concrete know that yet because he hasn't played a snap of NFL football, and currently he's listed behind four guys that have, and that's not surprising to me, especially when this is a staff that puts a premium on guys earning it.
Yeah, I think that was about to be my point. I think when we talk about competition and this regime and Dan Quinn, that's what they love to talk about. So anointing Bill, you know, RB3 right off the rip without him having played a preseason game, haven't done any joint practices, will be a little bit premature. And I think even if you look at, you know, the situation last year with Coleman and, you know, him rotating and things of that nature, I think that's sort of kind of what they would want to do with Bill. Even though we haven't seen that at corner, though, because we haven't got to the defensive side of the ball yet, and I guess we can next. But I think just off the competition alone, I think it would just be too premature to anoint Bill that RB3 role until we've seen more.
100%. And again, like, is there a chance they could make a trade and, like, ship out Brian Robinson, and in part because they believe in Bill? But yeah, but, like, also Chris Rodriguez might be the best pure runner on the team. So what do you do with him? It's like, they got hard decisions to make at that position. And Bill, because he's the youngest and a draftee and all that kind of stuff, I think has an upper hand, but it is important to remember that, like, he hasn't actually played football yet. But like you did mention, I'm glad you went there because that's where I wanted to go next too. There is a rookie who is the undisputed number one line on the depth chart, the unofficial. There, you happy everyone in Ashburn? Unofficial depth chart. We'll tell you who if you haven't figured it out by process elimination next on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.